Older adulthood is shaped by many factors, including one's spirituality and religious beliefs. Recognizing that it is not a time of spiritual stagnation, this qualitative study examines the God images of 8 vowed religious men over the age of 75, belonging to the Society of Jesus, or Jesuits as they are better known. The following research questions were posed: what are the content and characteristics of the co-researchers' God's images? How do the co-researchers describe their God images? What are the contexts or situations that have typically influenced or determined these images? And have their images changed throughout their lives? If so, how? According to Risotto, the psychic structure of a person precedes and conditions an encounter with God. This study hypothesized that co-researchers' God images would include images beyond Risotto's definition of object. I speculated that the findings would indicate the presence of non-objectified God images, thus furthering object relations theory. In addition, this study utilized continuity theory as a complement to object relations theory, as it offers a theory of continuous adult development. This study employed interpretative phenomenological analysis. Interpretative phenomenological analysis seeks to uncover the meanings of the co-researchers' experiences and situates the co-researchers in their context. This study used a semi-structured interview format. Lifelines that were prepared by the co-researchers prior to the interview and 2 religious objects that they brought to the interview served to triangulate the findings. According to the findings, 100% of the older Jesuits interviewed reported maintaining non-objectified God images. However, the co-researchers simultaneously maintained objectified God images. All co-researchers spoke of God's action in the world as conducted by objectified God images. All co-researchers discussed numerous influences that impacted their God images. Although these influences included individuals and primary attachment figures, as Risotto would hypothesize, they also included literature, scripture, and Jesus Christ. Co-researchers addressed both change and continuity in their God images. Finally, all co-researchers referenced ways in which they find God in all things. The findings posit that although co-researchers presented with objectified God images, they also reported maintaining non-objectified God images simultaneously. Furthermore, not all representations of God were present in childhood, and new God images emerged later in life. The findings offer insights into probable experiences of the general population, not only about non-objectified God images, but also the emergence and maintenance of God images throughout life. I hypothesize that generalizability would be higher among theologically reflective and religiously educated Christians, who would be more attuned to developing their God images. The study illustrates the complementarity of object relations theory and continuity theory. Recommendations are made regarding object relations theory, older adulthood, clergy, and for further research. The findings offer implications for pastoral counseling clinical practice with older adults, older vowed religious men, and more broadly, for pastoral counselors who utilize God images at various phases of clients' lives.